Gimel Ear, Wednesday the 22nd of April, Rabbi Yonis and Rudin, buying treif for co-workers.
Okay. Good morning. I'd like to actually take the liberty of saying this share. The Nishmas, a dear friend of mine who was lifter on Cholomoy Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda Meir ben Rav Zacharia, young man from Edgeware with two young daughters, and the Torah that we learned should be Lili Nishmasa Hatar. So the Olam was really getting busy with the being mafalpal and the question before I've started. So let's set out the Shaila, because this is a Shaila which is very motzui for those who work in the general workplace, in town or wherever, and you've got a situation where you might be working with Jews and non-Jews, and not all the Eden that you're working with are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. And kiyadua, there's a certain office culture, there's a certain office code, one person is going out to get his lunch, so the Olam says, if you're ready going out, do you mind getting something for me too? Right? So of course, so you're going out to get your lunch, and you're going out to buy some fruit, or a kosher sandwich, or whatever it might be, and your non-from co-worker across the office, so would you mind getting me a ham and cheese sandwich? Now, obviously, if he just says, would you mind getting me a sandwich, it's a shame, buy him a kosher sandwich. Here, he's asked specifically for his favourite brand of kama vakama is Surei Daraisa. And,
this is speaking about a Yid.
It's talking about a Yid, your non-from, yeah. Your non-from Jewish colleague has asked you, or your boss. Yeah, you're going to make it even worse. Right, you're going out, you're a Jew, a young woman is a secretary, or someone is a secretary in a firm, and the boss, this is even more modesty, the boss goes, excuse me, sorry, look, can you go out and get me some lunch, please? And he's not from, he does not expect a kosher sandwich, he expects something with all the, with all the trimmings, and Batin Malayim Koltov, he's looking for it, he wants everything, he wants his usual lunch, which is treif. What does the secretary do? It's part of the role, it's part of the job. She mechayev to resign over it, she mechayev to say, no, is there a heter of it? How does this work? She's machshel him in machalas asuris. So let's go from the beginning of the sugya. It's a very important sugya. It has many, many, many ramifications. We'll see at the end, if you have time, Be'ezus Hashem, the shayla will also come up if you are the proprietor of a wedding hall or a shul hall, and there are people that want to rent the hall for a function, and there's going to be mixed dancing there. So that's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, and we'll get to that at the end, but certainly once we've learned the principles, then we'll be able to appreciate the tshuva. So where's our starting point? Our starting point is, of course, as many of us will know, Torah says, Lois kalal cheresh v'lifnei iver, lois yiten michshal v'yareisa melekecha ani Hashem, pasuk and pashas kedoshim. Right, you shall not curse out the deaf person in front of the blind person, you shall not place a stumbling block, and you shall fear your God, I am Hashem. Rashi brings the Torah's Koyanim, l'fnei asumim b'davar l'yisitin eitz hashen ha'yegenes. So if someone is blind in a certain issue, he is lacking certain yediyos, business acumen, he asks you, shall I buy this property, and you know that it is not a worthwhile investment, it will be asa d'oraisa for you to say, go for it. It will be asa for you to say, yes, you can do it. It's very interesting, just by the way, as a ha'ara, as far as I am aware, most of the mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveira have miyutim in them. Amitecha, reyecha, b'nei amecha, most of them are referring to Eden. It's interesting that lifnei iver has no such miyut, and presumably there would be the same issa to give a non-Jew eitzah she'eino hagenes as a Jew. Right? Because we don't see here any miut whatsoever that would say this is something that's limited to Klal Yisrael, as opposed to, for example, v'ahavta reyecha kamoicha, l'sisnes achicha v'lbavecha, that you've got achicha, reyecha. Those are miutim, exclusions that come really only to limit the Chiyuv and Bin Adam L'Chaveru to other Yidden, and perhaps even only Yidden that Shomer Torah Mitzvahs in certain situations. But here we see it's an all-encompassing issue. You're not allowed to knowingly give bad advice. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Of course, we know the famous Rashi at the end, V'yareisem Elokecha, why does the Torah add on here, and you shall fear Hashem? What is the kasha here? The answer is, of course, because only you can know, only you and Hashem can know whether you're knowingly giving bad advice or not. You can always say, I never knew! I thought it was a great deal! So because it's a dava, says Rashi, a dava is a muscle of brias laid down daita shel zelotayva, ailara, since it's a very personal, subjective thing to know whether you're giving good advice or bad advice, the Torah just reminds you, and by the way, Hashem, I am Hashem, I know all your thoughts. Ultimately, there's din b'cheshbon, I know what you're thinking, you can't pull one over me. So you're yiras melekecha, just to reinforce the concept of yiras shamayim. But there is another issa too, and that is brought by the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis Sanya Reb Nosson Omer. And it's fascinating, there are two examples over here. Ninayin, how do you know? Shlo yeshit adam kozyayin le-nazir, you are not allowed to proffer a glass of wine to a nazir, who is of course also b'yayin, or either min ha-chai to a ben noyach, or either min ha-chai to a goy. How do you know you're not allowed to do either of those things? Talmud loyma, because the pasuk says, "Belifnei iver lo yisiten michshol." You're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of the blind person. Which is interesting as well, that the Gemara felt it necessary to give an example for goyim as well. Well, there's two. So, but whether it's something that a yid, and even if it's not a general issa, it's a specific issa that he's a nazir, you're not allowed to give it to him. Therefore, kal v'chomer treif to any other Jew. And Eivim min Achai, which is of course the limited kashrus in inverted commas that the nations of the world are mechuyav to keep, you will not be allowed to feed that to a non-Jew. The Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvahs, when he is summarizing in Loisas Eresh Tzadik Tes, when he is summarizing the concept of Lifnei Ve'lo Yisiten Michshol, he brings both Pshatim, he brings both aspects, both the Medrash quoted by Rashi and the Gemara as being different sides of the Issa, and it really is an all-encompassing Issa that includes both. So here's a Mashal Tzasenu Tzatzenu, you're not allowed to give bad Eitzah. So someone who is blind in a certain matter, how does he read it back into the passage? Someone that is blind in a matter, and you are somewhat more enlightened, you are not allowed to mislead him. And the second Pshat says the Rambam, of being machshel someone, causing someone to stumble, is someone who is not blind but blinded. Someone that is in the throes of an avera, this nazir is just chalashing for a glass of wine, or the akum is chalashing for a shtik eva min achai. He's blinded by his tivers. You are not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of such a person. You're not allowed to give him or allow him to fulfill his heart's desires. However, there is a very important caveat or limitation on this Issa Dairaisa of Lifnei Iver. Just interesting, by the way, one would wonder, and this is another discussion perhaps for another time, if a person would go outside the home for the blind and set up a few bricks there so that they would stumble over them, would he be over Lifnei Iver Lusitan Michshal, or would he just be, would this just come under regular Dine Nezikin and being Chayvah B'Chavira. Right? It's a very interesting discussion whether this Pasuk actually is ever taken on a face level. Of course it would be awesome in Monopshach. Either way it's still forbidden and a terrible thing to do. The question is technically would it fit into that Issa? That's another discussion another time. It's interesting he actually doesn't bring it. I don't believe the Rambam does either. But we have here an important caveat. And that is that the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis has an important rule. And that's how Maseches Avodah Zarah opens. You're not allowed to do business with Ovdei Kechavim 3 days before their festivals. Interesting, it doesn't apply from the 22nd of December onwards. You're not allowed to do business with them. Why not? So the Gemara Rashi says, because he's going to be very happy that he's made some money on his festival day, he'll be very happy and he will thank his Geshke, he will thank his God. The Gemara and Davav and Avodalef and Davav and Beis wants to know what's the situation over here. Why is it that you are not allowed to do business? What's the problem? Right, there are two potential issues that the Gemara is clarifying over here. Ibayelu, they asked, is it because Mishum Harvacha, or is it Mishum Lifnei Iver? Is it because, the reason why you're not allowed to sell them an animal, for example, is it because they've made money and therefore they're going to say more praise or more thanks to the Avodah Zarah? Interesting, another example with non-Jews as well. Or is it because Lifnei Iver Lo Sitan Michshol, you're placing a stumbling block. You've given him the sheep that he can now sacrifice to Zeus. My nafkemina, what is the difference? So obviously, the Gemara says, he's already got a sheep. Right? So therefore, it's not lifnei iver because he could have done it anyway, but if he's now got two sheep, he's going to be very thankful on his festival day. So, if the reason is, right, mishum harvacha, then you are marviachim. Right, if it's because lifnei iver, then Shani's got another one. Lo kol kach nora, it's not such a terrible thing. So the Gemara says, amras mishum harvacha, hakam arvachle. If it's because of harvacha, then you're right. Taka, he's made money, he's cashed in, it's his lucky day, he's delighted, and therefore it'll be awesome because he's going to thank the idol. Amras mishum never is it in michshal, but if the reason is because of placing a stumbling block, ha isle today, he's already got one. And therefore, you're not over on Lifnei Iver. Then the Gemara says, well, one second. Is it really true that if your idol-worshipping friend has already got a sheep, and you sell him another one, that you are now not over on Lifnei Iver Lusitin Mechshol? The Gemara brings a braisa. Am Rebbe. Minayish le'yoshi adam koishel yayin le'nazir ve'evi minachay le'bnei nayach. We've seen that in Rashi already from the Torah's Kodim. How do you know that you're not allowed to proffer a glass of wine to a nazir and evi minachay to a ben nayach? Because it says, lifnei iver lo siten michshol v'ha'acha d'chilo ya'abinan le'ishlak li'iu v'ka'abar mishum lifnei iver lo siten michshol. But in this situation, he could have got it for himself, and not be over, and it'd still be over on Lifnei Iver Lo Sitan Michshol. The Gemara therefore says very important. Why is Hacha B'mai Askinan? The Gemara makes an Ukimta. The Gemara says that this Braisa that says you're not allowed to give the wine to a Nazir or the Eva Min Achai to the guy is Hacha B'mai Askinan. In which case was that Gemara talking about? Dekai betray Avri Nara. You're standing on two sides of the river. You're on one side, and he's on the other. Which means he couldn't have got it without you. He couldn't have, you see him on the other side of this river. He sees you with a glass of wine. I'm thirsty, I'm dying for a drink, it's been 29 days. I can't anymore, I can't continue with this. You know, he's a recovering alcoholic, became a nazir, so who knows. Right, he told her, are you allowed to give it to him? So the Gemara is saying, if he could have got it by himself, it's not Lifnei Iver. He could have done it anyway. So what are you doing that's so bad? You're giving to him, was going to do it anyway, Nishkafalov. But if he was on the other side of the river and he couldn't have got it without you, it's not a problem. It's not Lifnei Iver.
It's a joint effort.
So, right?
It's a joint effort. They do it together.
Why? What do you mean?
One can do without the other.
I'm not. What do you mean?
It's a joint effort.
On what? On two sides of the river?
One gives and one receives. So it's
okay, yeah. Right, dekenami dekatani lo yoishit, v'loy katani lo yiten shmamiran. The Gemara says meduyak lo yoishit. Is that you know, sticking out your hand to it? But it doesn't say lo yiten shmamiran. Okay, so there you see very important that the Gemara is saying that if you cannot do it without you, it's lifnei iver, and if you could have done it anyway, it's not lifnei iver. So what? Let's bring it back to our case here. Could the boss have gone and got a sandwich by himself? No. Even if he's in a meeting and couldn't, he said, "Oh, somebody else." So he'd phone a takeaway. He'd phone someone to bring it to. He could have done it without you. If he could have done it without you, as is invariably the case, it's not lifnei iver lo siten michshol. A very interesting shaila, which we might come back to later, and will not be machriya la halacha like in any of these things, is what happens if you are a nurse in a hospital and you've got a patient who is Jewish who has not ordered kosher food and cannot eat by themselves. That could be a very serious shaila. Very serious shaila, and we'll see why in a second. It could be even worse than we think. There is another mission, I apologize, there's actually a typing mistake here because computers are not perfect. Or the people inputting it is not perfect. The mission says the following thing. Dorchem Im obed chachavim begas, we may tread grapes with a non-Jew in a wine press, aber lo boitzrim, but we not, may not harvest with him. Lo boitzrim imo. Yisrael shu oisa betuma, a Jew who's doing, making, crushing grapes betuma, lo dorachim velo boitzrim, but with a Jew you're not allowed to crush and you're not allowed to harvest with him. Aval molichin imo chavios legas, you can bring barrels to the wine press, and you're allowed to take him from, you're allowed to take with him from the wine press. Okay, you can ignore the fact that the lotion is doubled here by mistake. Okay, my mistake. Okay, dorchim ode kacham bagas, you're allowed to press the grapes with the non-Jew in the wine press. You're not allowed to pick them with him. Right? But if it's a Jew who's doing things with Tumah, you're not allowed to do either of those things, but you would be allowed to bring the barrels and take the barrels away. What are we talking about here? Rashi enlightens us. Right? The point here is that there's an issa in being metama the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's not something we're particularly concerned about today, but certainly in time when trumas and maishas are given properly, you're not allowed to create peiros Eretz Yisrael in a situation of tumah. So why are you allowed to do it with the non-Jew? Because he was anyway doing it. Okay? He's already made them tamei. And there's no Messiah. Rashi introduces a concept of Messiah l'de ovrei avera. You're not considered to be helping someone doing an avera here because a non-Jew does not have the prohibition of being metame peiros Eretz Yisrael. Right, a non-Jew, Abdul or Ahmed or whatever, it's not his problem. He's not mitzvah in the mitzvahs of the Torah. He's got a wine press in Israel. If he wants to make it tummy, shame, that's his issue. Right? And therefore you can help him because he's not doing anything wrong because he wouldn't have an Aveira here. What's the clear implication of Rashi? If this would be a Yid who was making Peiros Betumah, it would be Asa to help him. Rashi has introduced a new concept. Aye, it's true. He could have done it without you. He could have jumped up and down on the things a bit more. But Rashi's introduced to us a new issa, not of lifnei iver, but of mesayeya lidei ovrei avera. In fact, the Magen Avraham, let's just jump forward in Shin Mem Zayin, the Magen Avraham says, So whilst it's true on a Torah level, lifnei iver only applies if they couldn't have done it without you, there is a derabanan here based on Rashi, which by the way happens to be Machlokas Rashi Tosfos because of the shortness of time, we can't go into it now. But according to Rashi, the way the Magen Avraham is paskening to, there's a separate derabanan of even if they could have done it without you, even if they could have done it without you, you're still not allowed to help. So now back to our sandwich, then it should be awesome. However, we have to read the Hemshech of the Mishnah because the Mishnah did tell us something interesting. What are you allowed to do? Aval molichim im chavios lagas. But you are allowed to bring the barrels to the wine press, and you're allowed to take them away again. Right? There's
empty barrels.
What?
Empty?
Well, obviously, empty barrels coming down to the wine press, and they're full barrels going away again.
That's what it means.
Yeah, pashtus.
That's a transport company.
But they're closed.
It's a transport.
He's a
logistics. So when you buy the sandwich, you're also a transport company.
No. But when
how?
I've got
hundred
trailers walking in the
drive
all over England.
Yeah. I've
got all kinds of
types
inside. What am I?
No, one second. There is Navira Bechlal. Look what the Mishnah. This is a very important hetem. We'll see how the Oracle Aner in his Chivas Binyan see and how he builds on this. Right, you're allowed to roll out the barrels. You're allowed to take down the barrels to the right to the wine press and roll them back again. Late in Shiva's Binyan Tzion, there is a very important chiluk over here. The שאם יוכל להב אילאי איסה גם בלויישה, אז אפילו מדרבנון מוטה. אבל אם בשעה שאיסה איסה יוכל להפריש על איש לויישה, זה ועדי עושה מדרבנון. The binyan tzion makes a chilek of mesayeya b'shas maisa and mesayeya shelo b'shas maisa, and I'll explain what I mean. Of course, if he couldn't have done it without you, it's a non-starter. But if he could have done it without you, and you're merely helping mesayeya, well, now there's a chilek. At the time when you are helping, is an aveira being done or is it not being done? Is there any problem rolling a bunch of barrels around, whether full or empty? No. There's no issa being done b'shas maisa. This is mesayeya shaloi b'shas maisa. Is there any issa in buying a treif sandwich?
No.
Now, if you want to have a whole business dealing in treif, that may be a separate issa. But stam to buy a sandwich. What's the issa? I'm talking about, come and ask your favor, buy me a sandwich. Is there any issa in buying a sandwich? No, there isn't. That would be mutta according to the binyan tzion. According to the binyan tzion.
But the nurse would not be
allowed to feed. Well, one second. Oh, good. So we'll get there. Okay. Now you're right. In theory, it would be maris ayin, except that it isn't, because since when is it maris ayin to go and buy something in a shop that's not kosher? Right. Why? Because there are many plausible explanations for why you're doing it. Maybe you buy it for an onju. Right. And if I actually had this question, I checked it with a very senior poysek, and that's exactly what he said to me. That for you, for lemushel, you want to buy non-kosher chocolates for a colleague or for a workman or something. There's no problem with going into a shop and buying something which is treif. There's many plausible explanations why you might be buying it. What would be fascinating, by the way, according to this, is if it's on Pesach and you're on work on Chol HaMoed Pesach and he asks you to buy a sandwich, then it would be awesome.
Can you name the Pesach?
What?
Can you name the
Gates Pesach?
Right.
Just name it. Oh, I did, Gates Enough.
Okay. If his wife is his money?
What? Doesn't matter. Mimonavshach. If your non-Jewish boss asks you to buy him a sandwich on Pesach, then Mimonavshach it's Asa. Right? Because either it... Because if you're you can't buy it for yourself, you can't buy it for him. B'shas Kinyan, someone's on Bal Yoram Bal Yomotzeh. That's Mesayeya B'shas Maisa.
It's not his property, it's Goy's property.
What Goy? He's a Jew. He's a Jew.
Yeah, but the Goy asked, he gave him money.
No, don't, a Jew.
Yeah, a Jew bought it.
No, my Jewish boss, who's not from, asked me to buy a sandwich on Pesach. On Pesach it will be Asa. Hold on one second, I've got time. Right, just on Pesach it will be Asa because that's Mesayeya B'shas Maisa. Someone's like on Bal Yoram Bal Yomotzeh. Right? But during the year
to buy pork.
Right? During the year you could buy. He wants a pork chop, you know there's no Issa Shabbai.
What happens if a non-frum fella sees you buying non-kosher meat in Sainsbury's for your...
Right, so that's what's it called.
You may think
that... Well, non-frum fella suddenly pork became kosher? No, there's another reason why Jew would be buying mine for somebody else.
Maybe later.
That's the Marisayan doesn't go that far. Okay, the Meshiv Dava, the Netziv, okay, actually limits the Heta a little bit. And the Meshiv Dava, and this is Nogeh, another Shaila. Is a person allowed to be a Shadchan or a Mesadik Kiddushin for a couple that won't keep Taras Mishpacha? Says the Meshiv Dava, it will be Mutta. Because it's Mesayeh Shalom B'Shas Maisa. When you're being the Shadchan, or when you're being the Mesadik Kiddushin, they're not doing anything wrong. They're not doing anything wrong whatsoever. He limits the Heta, though, to over Mesayeh Shalom B'Shas Maisa. Hachanami Shari B'Schar V'Rak B'Chinam V'Ein B'Zeh Darki Shalom Asa. He says you can have one of two things will make it Mutta. Either if you're doing it as a paid job, that will be Mutta. Or if you're doing it Mishum Darki Shalom, it will be Mutta as well. This is Mesayeya Shelo B'Shas Maisa. So if you come back to your work situation, if you're the secretary and you're getting it for the boss, then it's Mishum Parnasa or B'Schar, and it's Mutta. And B'Monashach, even if it's for a colleague, and you're doing it Mishum Darkei Shalom, that will also be Mutta as well. Obviously, if a person can be Mashpia and be Mamayat Yisurim, of course that's a better thing to do. No question about it. A greater mitzvah. But in terms of the Ikar HaDin Halacha, one can rely on this Meshiv Dava and this Binyan Tzion for the Issa D'Rabbanon of Mesayeya Shaloi B'Shas Maisa. But let's move forward to these shaylas of Rav Moshe with the time that we have. And he was asked, Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Yodech, Elikala, Simonai, and Beis, well, are you allowed to rent out a hall, your synagogue hall, your simcha hall, to a place where there's going to be
mixed dance?
So he says here,
What about the nurse?
Oh, so the nurse, well, I'll come back to the nurse in a moment. We'll just get to this remote for a second. Okay. Aval Bekan, Nira Dagama Magan Avramin, it's a Dahabadai, Kishalo Yaskar Ezeha Ulam Lemishi Yirkaduba Alvera, Yiskar Las is a Chasna Eitzalacherim. This couple aren't going to not have a wedding or a simcha just because you didn't rent out your shul hall to them. They'll go somewhere else. But more than that, if they come to your shul hall, they'll have a kosher function. And if they go to the church or the local trafer. Community, or they're going to have trade for nints, the adirabba. But masha maskele emes ulam. For that, when you're renting them the hall, baruch ba'avir the machos seven, the ba'avir of machos asiros. But ba'avir is a derikud lo mesayim. I'm not helping them with the rikudim. I'm not telling them what to do in the hall or what not to do in the hall. Lo mesayim be'etzem klum. I'm not helping him at all. I'm just renting them the space. What they do there is their chesed. And even without my help, they could have done the avira anyway. And it also says something else which is very important. Do you realize if you take Messiah at face value, you also shouldn't be allowed to sell a secular Jew a car because maybe he'll drive it on Shabbos. Or maybe you shouldn't be allowed to sell him a pen because he'll write on Shabbos. Right? I mean, the aim of the double source, it says Rav Moshe began mistaber. Shalo asu mishum Messiah de er davira, because shaleket isalif ne'iva, el benosin el davash yasa rak masa avira. It's only, Messiah only applies when the thing be'etzem is an avira. Right? Like the treif sandwich or the chametz on Pesach. That would be Messiah if it was like B'Shas Maisa. But B'Dav She'ikah Hula Maisa Heta. A wall is a Maisa Heta. A car is B'ikah Maisa Heta. A pen is a B'etzen. It's Mutter. It's just there are certain times when I will, certain things I can't do, certain times I can't use it. Like renting a hall, right, to make a wedding or a Suda, right? This is, there happens to be, the fact there happens to be an Issa going on in the hall at the time when you're renting it doesn't even make it Messiah. Right? It's much more calm than that. The fact that you're selling him a car or renting him your car. Right? Does not make it Messiah because her car is mutter 6 days a week. It's just one day a week is not. That's not my problem. Now he happens to have on Shabbos. That does not prevent him from doing it. The Imloy Cain says, Rav Moshe makes his point. Hi Allah, Asa Limko Kol Kli Loivir Avira. You'd never be able to sell anything to anyone that potentially could do an Avira with it. Could go in Kadiris Lavashal, right? Maybe you're selling pots because they might cook tray for on Shabbos. Right, and therefore he says, no, of course Messiah would only limit Messiah to only apply for that. Going back to the case of the nurse. Right, the case of the nurse is much more serious. If they couldn't have done it without you, and it's mamash misayeya b'shas nicely, you're putting truth down their mouth. If it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, shine. If it's not, then a person that finds themselves in that situation really needs to ask a shayla. I believe the Ahiterim, I don't know within the scope of what we learn what they are, but I believe the Ahiterim, but they are in a difficult and challenging situation, because it would fall into the category of even perhaps if Nehebe, because they couldn't have done it without you, and even if they could, it would be Messiah or Shas Maisa, because your mum's putting it into their mouth. So that would be more of a Shaila, and of course, for all practical situations, one should consult their local Orthodox rabbi.
Yeah. But they don't wash them, they make
that's a That's a different child which is not here. And that's a different head to the Dushay Zalman side. When a workman comes into your house, because Harakot and Mel sit off and he leaves glass of water, and he's not doing it, he should have represented it. And it's a different shape of the okay? He says there, the first position, it's like this. Firstly, you were referring to a Moshe in Zichamatam, right? Because nothing has to do with food, but it's a separate shine. A separate shine is a head to offer the work of the shine as well when I know, your food, your man's not correct. So the situation is, if it's a normal way, if it's a normal working arrangement, it's the same child if you have someone long through come to your house and trouble the driver drive it all part of the
Are you allowed to invite somebody to come to
your house? It's not blanket.
No blanket. No. If you know he's going to drive.
I'm saying, no, if you don't, yeah. Even if you know he's going to drive, it's a blanket.